Yeah, there was always that thought. I mean, even since he got off to such a hot start in the non-conference play, you know, even kind of during the season, you know, in the back of my mind was, you know, is he going to jump to a high major program? Is he going to get some NCAA, or, you know, some NBA draft, you know, looks, and, you know, are scouts going to be following him around? And then he got hurt and he missed, you know, 12 or 13 games in a row, and all kind of signs point to him that he's going to return next year. I talked to Todd Licklider last week, and he said everybody who's currently on the roster, he believes is going to be back. Now, Evansville did lose three players to transfers. Two went the grad transfer out, and then there was a freshman who has since jumped to a D2 school. But otherwise, you know, considering they have three head coaches, they're really going to keep most of this roster intact. So I guess kind of kudos to whatever the Aces are doing to keep everybody together. But I think DeAndre Williams will be back in the Valley next year.